This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It is so great to be having a chat with Isabel and Colin. Of course, you guys, you're crack on travels. Everybody will know you from social media, especially TikTok. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, thank you so much for having us, Louise.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Brilliant. Well, listen, crack on travels. What do you do and what sparked the idea?
So Crack On Travels is our company. It is a group travel company. And basically, we organize group trips to off the beaten track kind of locations. So places beyond our typical Europe holidays. We're going to places like Thailand, we're going to Africa, we're going to South America. So yeah, it's very exciting. But the idea for it kind of came from, we really noticed a bit of a loneliness epidemic in young people in Ireland. I mean, for us especially, half of our friends have emigrated. A lot of us missed a big chunk of our 20s or our 30s. So not only are we craving community and connection, but I feel like people really want to start, you know, living their life and actually doing the things they've always dreamed of. So Crack On Travels is kind of a two-in-one. You know, we hope that you can start living your bucket list, but also you get that community and the connection of making friends. Most people who join us are from Ireland, so hopefully friends for life.
Definitely. And that sounds brilliant. I think it is something that everybody is definitely looking for. What were you both actually doing before Crack On Travels? And was it a big leap to kind of go all in and say, yes, look, this is exactly what I want to do now?
So I had been working in Dublin at the time, which is actually where I met Isabel. Mainly, I was working in finance and I was kind of at a crossroads with what exactly I wanted to do because COVID had just hit and I wasn't quite happy where I was. I was thinking about the future, you know, like we all were. And when I met Isabel, she had just come back from a trip. She had to come back because it was COVID and everyone had to come home. And she got it in my head to just pack up the bags and head off to Mexico, which is our first destination. For her, it was just another trip. But for me, it was a huge kind of detour, like a whole different fork in the road that I went down. And honestly, I mean, I was so scared, so anxious. But the minute we took off, like I knew I had made the right choice and I literally have not looked back since.
Yeah, so we were traveling for a few years kind of full time. So it wasn't too much of a big leap. It kind of felt like a natural progression because we love traveling. We know we're really good at organizing things. And yeah, we just really felt like it was the natural progression to share that with people, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it sounds like you have so much fun. What's the typical type of person that maybe joins Crack On Travels? Is there, you know, is there a certain fitness level? Is there a certain, you know, type of person that needs to be okay with going with the flow? Or who do you generally travel with?
So we always state that basically Crack On Travels is for anyone with a sense of adventure, like anyone and everyone is welcome. Generally speaking, it's people who like want to travel. They have it in them, but they just don't have anybody at home that will do it with them for any number of reasons. And they just, they're sick of waiting to live their life. They still want that connection and the crack that comes with traveling as a group.
Yeah, so we find that in terms of like an age group, it would mainly be, the majority would be mid-20s to mid-30s, but we have had people, anyone 18 plus is welcome to come, and we've had people up to their 50s and 60s join. So we really do emphasize that it's for everyone. Obviously, some trips are more active than others. There are some that are more like holiday vibes, and then, for example, like climbing Kilimanjaro, you definitely want a good fitness level for that. but yeah, we like to think there's something for everyone.
Oh, I love that. And I think in a world where you know, we're so glued to social media that sometimes it's hard to find those actual physical connections with people. I know a lot of people who, you know, they struggle to maybe make new friendship groups. Maybe they're not living in the city that they're working anymore. They're doing long commutes and, you know, maybe their social life has taken a little bit of a back seat. So it's nice to be able to get out and experience things, even if your friends, your school friends or your home friends, if they're in a different space than you. Have you had any unexpected friendships or romances come from the group?
Well, we can't speak for romances now. We wouldn't be privy to that. But friendships, definitely. We've already seen it now. So a lot of our groups, they tend to stay connected after. We have a group chat that kind of stays active after the trip. And with the recent good weather in Ireland the last few weeks, we've actually seen some of these groups start to meet up, which is really good to see. You know, that's exactly what we're out there trying to do. We're trying to, it's not just about the trip itself. It's about what happens after the trip, the connections that are built after. That's really the end goal.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of the time you might have always wanted to travel, but your friends are just not interested. Whereas on these trips, you make connections with people who have the same interests in you, you know, people who like to hike or who want to go on a little random weekend away somewhere. So yeah, it's really special kind of friendships that are made on these trips.
Oh, I love that. What impact do you think that social media has had on maybe people's ideas of traveling? It looks like now that even with your own page and that kind of thing, you're like, wow, I didn't know people from Ireland actually went to, you know, to Mexico and all of these places, and maybe I could go in a group. I'd say it's probably opened people's minds up to even realize that that's a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely, particularly post-pandemic, again, I feel like you see so much. You can end up on the side of the algorithm that's just spurting travel content at you all the time. It definitely has created a bigger demand for people to start doing this. But honestly, in terms of unrealistic expectations, I feel like you just need to experience it for yourself because whatever you're seeing on social media is one thing. So for some place you might see it on social media, it looks amazing, and you get there and it's a big letdown. And then it's the little stuff, the small stuff, like actually being there, that we find tends to be people's favorite part of the trips, you know?
I love that. Yeah, definitely. And I guess, you know, obviously your Instagram page is really, it's aesthetically really pleasing. You're obviously, you know, great at planning travel, and you're also really great at social media as well. Is it hard to balance the moment, living in the moment, but also then obviously, you know, you want to capture like what you're doing and you want to capture all of those moments. Is it hard to kind of balance the two?
Well, thank you, first of all. We put a lot of work into our social media. But generally speaking, honestly, I don't know if we're doing it wrong, but we find it quite hard to actually capture the moment on the trips because we are living it so much. So it's something we put a lot of work into behind the scenes. But generally speaking, on the trips itself, we're pretty bad at taking photos because we're having too much fun. But
It's all hands on deck for
all
us.
hands on deck. But yeah, we cr create a lot of the content kind of after the trips, and other people share their videos with us too, which is nice.
Oh, that's lovely. Because at least, you know, you kind of go, okay, we'll put together the video for this destination. And then you're like, oh, let's plan the next one. I love
Yeah.
that. Where is the next destination for Cracked On Travels? And have you got any dream locations that you're working on?
Well, so far, what we've been doing is going to places that we know really well. So a lot of the trips are to places that we've spent like 6 months in, like India and Guatemala. We spent a really long time there. So next year, we're kind of looking to expand a little bit beyond the places that we know really well, and start trying out some new exciting destinations.
Love that. Well, listen, the last question I have is, if people are interested in what you do, if they want to find out more about you, Isabel and Colin, and Crack On Travels, where is the best place to go so we can find out all about it and start planning the next trip?
Well, primarily the best place to find us is Instagram or TikTok. We're doing a lot of videos on there now. But if you're looking for information from us, you can also email us at info@crackontravels.com.
But yeah, our Instagram and TikTok are at Crack On Travels.
At Crack On
Crack,
Travels.
Craic.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Listen, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. I know it won't be the last time. Hopefully you'll come back and share some more insights with us and give us a little bit more of an insight into what Crack On Travels is all about. But listen, thank you so much for giving us your time, and I really appreciate it.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.